You're standing at the Ratzeburg Castle Meadow and you can see some old wooden foundations in front of you. You might ask yourself where the name Castle Meadow comes from if there's no castle to be seen, and what the big circular wooden groundwork was used for. Well, this can be explained by Ratzeburg's history. The first official document that mentioned a burg or castle with the name Ratzeburg dates to 1062, when King Henry IV donated the so-called Castellum Ratzesburg, the Castle of Ratzesburg, to the Duke of Billinger, Otto of Saxony. Thus, the city of Ratzeburg is more than 950 years old. Before that, the Slavic prince Ratibor used to live here. He was called Ratze. And this is probably how his castle, his burg, in German Burg, got the name Ratzeburg. Unfortunately, there's nothing left of the former castle of this Christian prince. In 1142, the Earl Henry of Bardewide erected a castle at the very same spot. And in the course of history, it became a very beautiful castle. The famous copperplate engraving by Gerd Hane dates back to 1588. You can see it in the middle picture. It shows the impressive castle and the city Isle of Ratzeburg in the Middle Ages, in addition to the large hill fort. When the Ascanian house became extinct in 1689, the Duchy of Lauenburg was incorporated into the Guelphic House of Lüneburg-Celle. In 1689, the Guelphic Duke George William of Braunschweig-Lüneburg, whom you can see in the top right picture, ordered the demolition of the old castle. His aim? To remodel the city into a fortress. He did not hesitate to request Duchess Sibylla Hedwig, the daughter of Duke August, to leave the Ratzeburg Castle. When the old lady did not consent, she was scared away from the castle. How? Well, Duke George William stored the black gunpowder next to her flat and simply began to blow up the castle while she was still living there. The Danish king Christian V interpreted the fortification of Ratzeburg as a concrete menace to his rule of neighboring Holstein and nearly reduced the city to ashes with a crushing bombardment in 1693. You can see a drawing of this severe bombardment on the left picture in the bottom row. Due to strategic reasons, the Guelphic defenders seriously thought about blowing up the Ratzeburg Cathedral. A picture of the cathedral can be seen in the middle of the bottom row. The only reason the cathedral was not blown up was the fact that the defenders did not have enough gunpowder. So it came to the point that the Guelphs nearly blew up a unique example of architecture that had been built by their own famous relative, the Guelph Duke Henry the Lion, in 1154. Even though the Danish troops were larger in number, they did not manage to conquer the city. On the 29th of September 1693, the peace negotiations resulted in the so-called Comparison of Hamburg. The contract determined that Ratzeburg's fortification buildings had to be demolished. In return, the Danish troops withdrew from Lauenburg. The Duchy of Lauenburg remained with George William of Braunschweig-Lüneburg. Unfortunately, there's nothing left from the castle, but you can see the remains of the fortification lying in front of you. To remind us of the former castle, this part of the city is called Castle Meadow. The lake on the opposite side behind the Hotel der Seehof is called Küchensee, in English, Kitchen Lake. Why? Because all the fish from this lake was reserved for the former castle owners. The right picture in the bottom row shows the excavation of the Kiel Regional Authority for Early History in 1980. The archaeologists found the foundation of a battlement at the Castle Meadow. The battlement has a diameter of 20 meters and had been built in 1524 on the outer side of the ring wall. It was constructed on top of 8,000 tree trunks that had been rammed into the earth. The reconstruction of the site clearly demonstrates the structure of the complex foundation that still exists underneath the earth.